Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Hope everything's going well with whatever you might be dealing with around your house, and we want to help. Here's how it works here at Today's Homeowner. We want you to reach out to us anytime. We'll be glad to help you out with anything that you might be dealing with, and we make it very, very easy for you to reach out to us by calling us on our hotline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 800-946-4420, or send us an email anytime, todayshomeowner.com/ask. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini.
Hello, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us here as we kick off the month of June. Danny, before we go any further, I want to say hope you had a very happy birthday Memorial Day weekend, right? Your birthday fell on Memorial Day weekend.
That's right. Yeah, we did have a really good time. Family always takes good care of me, so
great.
Spoiled a little bit. I'm trying to stretch it out into a week or so, but they won't let it happen, though.
Yeah, once it changes months, then your birthday was last month. It might have been 30 days ago.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. Certainly had a good time. Birthdays are always good, even though the years keep clicking by. There's not much you can do about that. Hey, coming up in this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio, the leaves are still falling in different areas of the country with different types of trees and causing a few problems. We're going to try to help a homeowner out that's kind of got a lot of concern about something there. Also, foggy, cracked windows. We deal with them all the time. What can you do? We'll give you some advice on that as well. Have you heard the term tuck and point? Well, if you've ever dealt with any masonry or any brickwork, you've probably done a little tuck and pointing. We'll talk about the importance of this simple maintenance issue on different brick surfaces in just a little while. Also, we've got plenty of emails, plenty of phone calls. And Joe, what about that simple solution coming up in a bit?
Okay. Well, we've been talking a lot about gardening because, of course, it's this time of year to be out there in your garden. And I've got three tips on using Epsom salt in the garden. That's right. Epsom salt that people most often use, I guess, for medicinal purposes, but has great value to adding it to the garden in certain places. So we'll talk about that coming up.
That sounds interesting. It sounds kind of ironic when you think about salt.
Right.
So salt, you know, being something that, you know, we have recommended to use to, you know, kill weeds and kill things, you know.
Right,
so,
that's right.
And then you use it for different purposes. Okay, I'm looking forward to hearing about that. Again, you can reach out to us anytime, 800-946-4420. We've got a lot of great callers all lined up. A lot of great emails. Joe, you know, we mentioned a couple weeks ago, very, very proud of our Emmy nomination for our television show.
And your second.
By a second. That's right. And we look forward to hopefully heading out to Pasadena, California. We're going to the ceremony on June 18th.
Okay.
And you wonder people since then. Of course, first of all, thank you so much for all of the phone calls and all of the emails congratulating and letting us know that you heard our announcement on that. We really appreciate that. Hopefully we can get out there. I mean, we already feel like we won, of course, but we would love to bring back the trophy that I can mount on the hood of my truck and, you know, be able to drive down the road. That's right.
Well, you can get a chain and just wear it around your neck. I'm sure the people in the office would think that was great.
Thought about that, too. So anyway, I'll wait till I get it in my hands before I decide exactly what to do with it. But so we, you know, set up on who's going out there and so forth, which, you know, I'd love to take everybody, but they limit you to only 5 tickets.
Okay.
So you get one free with little air quotes on that because it costs quite a bit to, you know, enter into the Emmy nominations and so forth. But for the tickets that night, again, you're only limited for $650 each.
Whoa.
But you get a free chicken dinner. Yeah, don't forget the chicken dinner now.
Is it a drive-through chicken dinner?
It's just two pieces with rice and something that looks like might be a dessert.
Good thing they limited to 4. What if they say it's 14? You'd be in trouble.
I really don't know what they're having, but it was wow.
But it's an event. It's like once in a lifetime, in this case, twice in a lifetime. I mean, how many more Emmys are going to get nominated
for? Hopefully
plenty more, but you don't know. You never know with this industry.
Well, that's what we think. You have to, you know, sometimes, it's like on vacations. You can't count all the money you spend on vacation. It'll drive you crazy. I think I told you one time, you know, on our vacations and so forth, I asked my wife, I said, how much is this? I think we were at like one of these all-inclusive places.
Right.
And she told me, and of course, I made the mistake of then writing down, you know, how much the airline, the the air ticket was and how much we were paying for this. And then I divided that by how many days I was going to be there. And then I divided it by how many waking hours I was going to be there. And I decided I could not have that much fun with the amount of it. So just a tip there. Never, ever do that. Never.
That's right. Don't think about it.
Don't think about it. Don't total things up. Worry about it later and have fun while you're there. And that's what we'll do at the Emmys. We're not going to count up how much it's costing to make that trip, but it is a very unique opportunity, and we look forward to that. And again, thanks for everybody that has mentioned that. So we look forward to it, and we'll mix up a couple more things in there with being out in California. We'll spend a couple other days doing.
Do you get to mingle with the glitterati when you're out there? Do you get to mingle with somebody's?
Yeah, we'll do the red carpet, man. We'll mingle around and say hello, get some pictures with different people. So we'll have fun, no doubt. We won't be holding back, as they say.
Good.
Hey, Joe. This week we've been working on back on Chelsea's Ranch Revival.
Yeah, I heard.
She's decided to remodel another one of the bathrooms and do just a real light facelift on them. But what she surprised me on, I know you've been to her house before, and this particular house has a pink tub, and then it has some pink accents in and around the gray tile that's on the wall. So when she says she's going to renovate it, and she had some ideas and wanted me to look at it, I knew a sledgehammer would be involved. But ironically, she did not want to take out any of the tile, and her reasoning being, of course, she knows she's expecting her fourth child, which is going to be another little girl.
Oh, so, it is. You know that.
Yeah. Wow. So she says this way. She says, you know, because they're building a master bedroom, bathroom onto the home, you know, a little bit later this year. And she says, this will always be used by one of the girls. So one of the three girls, or all three at some point, will be using this bathroom. So why not leave it pink? You know, they'll love that. So that made sense. And also, you know, I was able to put my sledgehammer back in the truck, which is good.
Danny just shows up at your house with a sledgehammer just in case.
Just knowing that something's going to have to be torn out. But pretty interesting, you know, she did something she called the jewelry box effect. Now, you know what that is?
Haven't the foggiest.
That is wallpaper on the walls and the ceiling. She says it's like when you walk in, it's like opening a jewelry box, you know. And I thought she was going with red crush velvet, so I was kind of relieved when I saw the wallpaper. I said, okay, well, we can deal with that. The velvet would have been a little too much. But anyway, it was pretty unique. I mean, it's a kind of a neat look. You know, people, we just don't use wallpaper anymore. And she picked a pretty traditional looking thing, but boy, it just tied everything together with the pink and the grays, and everything worked out very well. Another thing she did is remove a 36-inch vanity and installed a 42-inch vanity with a new top and so forth.
Right.
And boy, it's amazing how much more room that is, and 36-inch height instead of 32.
Right.
Now, that's something to think about if you're doing a kitchen, doing a bathroom remodel, is to raise that vanity up a little higher. I started doing this years and years ago after reading the story about someone that had a minor back problem.
Right.
And they found that countertop that was just a little low was making them bend over just a little bit more than they had to. They raised their cabinets up to 36 and the back problem went away. So Sharon, my wife, is fairly tall. So we just raised everything up in our new house and glad we did. That seems to work out really well.
Yeah, I did that to my vanity too. I just put a 2x4 base underneath and raised it 3.5 inches. And 36 inches, by the way, is the same height as your kitchen countertops, if you're wondering what that height difference is. So if you imagine when you stand at your kitchen sink, you're not usually, unless you're super tall, you're not really bending over very much. And so the same thing goes for the bathroom. Now with the kids, obviously, Chelsea's going to have to come up with a little step stool that they can pull out pull out from underneath the sink and make sure it has rubber pads on the bottom so it doesn't slip around. So wallpaper on the ceiling and the walls, that probably looks kind of cool. Now, my concern would be steam, you know. I mean, I guess the kids aren't going to be in there showering for hours at a time, but that'd be my only concern about putting wallpaper in the bathroom, especially on the ceiling. But I guess we'll find out.
Well, that's one of the other things that we did is installed an exhaust fan, because she never had an exhaust fan in there. So that'll definitely be needed right now. Hey, we're just getting started here on today's Homeowner Radio. We've got a lot of great information to share with you. You're at the right place for the most current home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The sound of you doing is music to our ears. Order on the Home Depot app and get convenient delivery, so you don't have to stop doing when you need something. The Home Depot app, how doers get more done.
If you're looking for an extra measure of comfort, convenience, and cleanliness in your bathroom, nothing delivers at all like the SoftSpa electronic bidet toilet seat by FluidMaster. The SoftSpa is a full bidet offering a luxury experience without the expense of replacing your toilet. The SoftSpa features fully adjustable water pressure, temperature, and positioning, as well as a heated seat and warm air dryer. Don't settle for less than luxury in your bathroom. Trust FluidMaster.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
And welcome back to the show. This is the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. This heard coast to coast on over 350 awesome radio stations, like this one in Lynchburg, Virginia, WMNA 106.3 FM. Special hello to everybody there in and around that part of Virginia. And we want to help you out, and we make it very easy. You can go to your computer right now and send us an email anytime at all. Todayshomeowner.com/ask or pick up the phone, 800-946-4420. We're going to get right in to a number of calls. We have Val on the line right now. Val, welcome to the show, and tell us all about what's happening there in this courtyard that you have.
Hey, Danny. Well, what we've got going on is a major renovation of a house that was built in 1994. Mm-hmm. And as part of that, we've added to the entire front of the property with a new wing for a bedroom suite and a double garage. Mm-hmm. And we've also added a big dining room. So we decided to enclose that area between those two new structures in the front and create an interior courtyard. The front of the fascia of the courtyard is actually what they call hill country stone from Texas. So it creates a really nice environment in there. And we put down some pavers, some big, heavy concrete pavers to make it, you know, take on that Mediterranean look. Mm-hmm. Well, the problem we ran into is, of course, we had the paver folks come in first because we needed to make sure we would have proper drainage from inside there. We don't want water backing up. So we put in the paver area first, which is it's all in. Mm-hmm. Then we finished the walls with the stone from Texas. Mm-hmm. And because we, you know, we get so much water there in Navarre, we made sure we put in a really good drainage plane between the wall structure and the stone. And doing so, we put in a drip system that would basically come down from behind the stone, since it's porous, and would go out from underneath the stone. And there's a little metal kick out down there. Mm-hmm. So they couldn't basically take the stone all the way down and rest it completely on top of the pavers in the patio. We have lots and lots of big water oak trees that shed their leaves year round. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're not my trees, but I get most of their leaves.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And the courtyard is like a vacuum. It kind of seems to suck them all in there. And when the wind blows around, all of these leaves are getting stuck up under that little space between the wall stone and the pavers beneath them, which is, you know, most of it's about half an inch. Some of it, though, is maybe 3/4 of an inch. So I'm forever going around with a broom sweeping that out from under there to try and keep the area clean.
And that's around the perimeter of the courtyard against the wall?
Yes, exactly.
Now, where does that go? Does that have any drainage to the outside, or is that just seeping down into the ground?
No, any water that goes into the wall comes down and would kick out from that little metal kick out onto the top of the pavers. And we have the entire courtyard sloped to a central drain right in the middle.
Oh, I got you.
So that way all of the water goes out.
Good. And what problem are the leaves causing by being up against the wall like that if it's still draining?
Well,
is it just
mostly just unsightly.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I need it to continue to drain, but the live oak leaves, they don't really break down really well.
No,
so
they don't.
They get stuck under there and it doesn't look well, and over time it just would be kind of nasty, I think.
Right. Well, Joe, what do you think on that? I mean, I'm not sure how in the world be able to do anything at least it's draining and you don't have that kind of problem. That's the most key, that's the key part of it. But to be able to prevent the leaves from blowing down in there, I don't know, unless you really, you know, work a deal with the neighbor and everything. You have any thoughts for him on that, Joe?
Yeah, Val, so this space, this gap that runs around right now, leaves are getting into it, but is it just an open gap of just air space, essentially, that just goes down a few inches? Or is there something in that gap?
The gap is created by the little angular flashing that is the kick out.
Right.
But you can't see that because the stone protrudes all the way out over that. So there's just a little bit of metal up under there.
So the metal flashing is covering this gap?
No, it does not cover the gap. Set back up under it. Yeah, so the leaves get caught under that flashing.
Right.
And they get caught on the top part as well.
Right. So if that flashing wasn't there and you look down into that gap, other than being filled with leaves, it's essentially just air. There's nothing in that gap. Right. What I was going to suggest before I realized there's metal flashing over it is you could fill that with pea gravel or even aquarium gravel or something that would allow drainage but would block the leaves. The other thing you could do is they do make some kind of, I forget what they call it, almost like a geotextile drainage material. It kind of looks like, it's hard to explain it, but it's like plastic and really woven, coarsely woven. Yeah, there's a company called Better Than Rocks that makes a product like that, mostly for drainage and plants. But they have a product that's about, they come in little square pads, about 12 inches square, but they also make, I think it comes in a roll that's about 8 foot long and 16 inches in diameter. So if this was an open gap, what I would suggest doing is get something like this, Better Than Rocks, and cut it, you know, rip it into like long strips of 2 inches or whatever you need, stuff it in there, then no leaves would fall into that gap. It would drain perfectly well. It's made out of some kind of polyethylene or something. It would last forever. But how you get that in there now that the flashing's there, I'm not sure. Maybe you can just stuff it horizontally under the flashing, so it doesn't actually go into the
gap. That's what I was thinking, because the flashing is inset way back in, so you don't really see it. So I would think if I could take that and cut it in strips like you were saying, and then just put it in there vertically.
Well, I was thinking horizontally, like flat on the paver, straight in. So it wouldn't actually be going into the gap.
Wedge it between the gap between the stone and the pavers.
Yeah. I think that would be the ideal thing to do.
And, you know, one more thing that you could you know, think about is to find you a really good leaf vac. You know, they have a lot of the vacs that that work as a leaf blower, but also you can reverse it and actually has a little bag. I mean, you know, you hate to have to vacuum the outside of your courtyard and all, but from time to time, if you kept it handy and you're able just to walk around the perimeter and pick up most of the leaves, that might end up, you know, do that every couple days when you need to. Wouldn't take that long, especially if you did it on a regular basis. And that might also be a way to keep that unsightly look away from there.
Well, that sounds great. So there's a couple of good options for me. I'll give them a try and see if that takes care of it.
All right, Val. Well, thanks so much for being with us today, and hope you have a great weekend.
Oh, well, thank you, and you guys too. Thanks so much.
All right, our pleasure. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's an interesting problem, because we can block the leaves possibly from going into that drainage area, but it's not solving the problem of the leaves.
Right, I know
I mean, he still has trouble with all these leaves.
Yeah, you can't just put a cover over it. You can't a screen cover or anything like that. And I know exactly what he's talking about. That particular type of water oak just seems to shed. I know I have one that's a fair distance away from my swimming pool, but if the wind's blowing just right, oh man, all year long, and especially during the early spring, that's when it really is crazy about how much that it can contribute like that. And if you haven't had a chance yet to or made the time to clear those gutters, I'm telling you, your gutters right this minute are completely full if you have not emptied them, and got them all cleared out, and then take a good look at it and so forth. I was doing some things in the yard the other day, and I turned around and I couldn't believe in my gutters that I clean pretty regularly. There was a plant there, it was about 16 inches tall.
No.
Yeah. And I'm looking at it. And I just couldn't believe it. And I got up there and there was one clump of leaves, probably about a foot long, about 2 or 3 inches deep, that just happened to, you know, I missed it. And and that was just enough for that seed, wherever it comes from, you know, and here's this plant, you know, and the plant was kind of attractive. So I put a little fertilizer on it, a little mulch on it and everything. I see it every time I come home now. It's kind of neat.
Yeah, I mean, trees will grow in my gutter, but if I go to plant the tree, the thing always dies.
That's the first thing I thought about.
I'm not sure what's going on. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, coming up, we're going to be talking about foggy, cracked windows. What can you do about it? That and a whole lot more right here on today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. We appreciate you being with us. And it's time for our Best New Product segment, brought to you by The Home Depot, How Doers Get More Done. Have you noticed that our kitchen counters seem to be getting a little more crowded? Seems like every day there's a new gadget for cooking that takes up a little more real estate on our countertop. So LG decided to take one of the more popular ones, the air fryer, and incorporate it into their Smart True Convection InstaView range. With 6.3 cubic feet of space, that means you can air fry for an entire crowd without losing an inch of your counter space. The InstaView feature is taken from LG's popular InstaView fridge, so you can knock twice on the oven door to turn on the oven light and check the progress of your meal. Unless you want to do it from your phone, LG's ThinQ app allows you to monitor dishes and remaining time, or even begin preheating the oven from your phone. So for more information on this LG Smart True Convection InstaView range, log on to HomeDepot.com. There we go, Joe. One more way. I do like the idea of saving countertop space, though.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I go in houses. Well, matter of fact, we renovated a kitchen recently on the Today's Homeowner television show. And I don't even think they could have made a sandwich on that countertop. You know, it's just so packed with all of the things there. And, you know, you look at certain things and I really wonder how often they use that mixer or that blender or whatever.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, one of the things we did in my new house, which I was glad to do, that just adjacent to the kitchen is a walk-in pantry, and we arrange the shelf so that the top shelf, you can put all of those things on it, toasters, toaster ovens, all those things that you use, you know, every now and then. And now we've got countertop space, you know, that's easier to clean. It's just a nice, clean, you know, more tidy look and so forth. And so when with someone like LG incorporating those things like that, that makes it a little easier to keep that kitchen nice and tidy.
Right, and it also shows how popular air fryers are. I don't own one, but people really love them. The fact that they're building them into ranges, you know, shows how popular they are, that they might help sell a range. And you knock on the door, and then the light goes on.
Yeah,
and Thanksgiving, if you knock on the door and the turkey says, come in, then you know it's ready.
That's right,
That's the next technological leap we're going to make.
Not too bad, yeah.
Come in, I'm ready.
Wow, talking turkeys, here we go. All right. Hey, we're going to get right back to the Today's Homeowner Hotline. We'd love for you to join us on the hotline. All you have to do is pick up the phone, 800-946-4420. That's what Gene in Pennsylvania did. Gene, welcome to the show, and tell us all about the sunroom and the problems you're having with it.
All right. Our sunroom is approximately 20 years old, and it's plexiglass windows, and they're showing their age. They're cracking in some spots. I was just wondering if there's any kind of windows that could be put into the framing that is already on our deck that would work besides plexiglass, because they get foggy, they get cracked. And that's basically my question today. Could a replacement window be put in them?
Yeah, they certainly can. I'm looking at the pictures that you sent. I appreciate you doing that. And, you know, you actually could have very easily replacement windows put in for all of these. It'd be fairly easy to, and there's so many companies out there right now, and they're getting more and more competitive, thank goodness. And that's what I would do. I mean, you could replace just the glass in the frames that are there. But I'll tell you, and you might want to get a price on doing that, okay, but you're probably going to end up spending as much or more by doing that than just replacing the entire units. It's amazing that they can come out and do their accurate measurements. You know, several weeks later, they get the replacement units, you know, custom made for your size that you have there. And then many times they'll be in and out of there in a day with no paint touch-up, nothing that needs to be done. And the thing here, these appear to be single pane windows, and which are, is that true? Is it just single pane?
Well, there's two pieces of plexiglass on each side, like one on each side.
I see.
And there is a divider in the middle, so.
Okay, all right. Well, you definitely can get a higher quality window without spending a lot of money by staying with the vinyl window. Are these aluminum or vinyl?
These are aluminum.
Okay, all right. Well, that's almost obsolete because of the heat transfer that you have. That causes a lot of the sweating that you might be experiencing on there with the double pane prevents, and the vinyl prevents that transfer of thermal transfer from the outside.
Now, would you have to build a frame around? Because the framework is aluminum.
Right, right. They would probably eliminate that and just go with vinyl all the way through the entire thing.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, a lot more low maintenance, a lot more energy efficient, and you might be surprised. It's just not as expensive as a lot of people think.
Well, thank you.
All right, Gene, I think that'll do it, and that'll be a nice, more cozy place, and certainly one that the windows will look a lot better for you. But thanks for being with us here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
Thank you. It was fun.
Thank you. Boy, when you talk about 20-year-old windows, I mean,
right,
it was just definitely a bit obsolete there, Joe. And I think in looking at these pictures, you know, she could go with the new windows, and boy, it would look so much better, so much more cozy. And also, I don't know if she lives in a loud area or airplanes or traffic,
right,
or whatever.
Yeah.
That can certainly help in diffusing a lot of that sound as well.
Yeah, and, you know, energy efficiency. I mean, you can get low-E glass, so you're not getting all that solar heat into the building. Yeah, her options would be glass, which I would recommend. It's going to cost quite a bit of money. Now, what she didn't mention is the size of these panels. If they're a size that might be a stock size, it'd be a lot easier. If it's custom, then, you know, the price is going to go up. But you'd use glass, polycarbonate, there are even vinyl sheets, really thick clear vinyl sheets. It's a pretty affordable way to go. But the plexiglass, that's the problem. You don't see, very seldom do you see a plexiglass skylight. There used to be a lot of plexiglass skylights. I don't know, I assume somebody might still be making them, but people found that they're really cheap to put in and they're lightweight. But within a couple of years, they fogged up so much you couldn't see out of them.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the point? You know,
mm-hmm.
So anyone that's thinking of a skylight, absolutely make sure it's glass. Don't even consider those, what they call bubble skylights.
Yeah, they're tempting because they are so inexpensive and appear so easy to install. And I have installed quite a few of them, regretfully, but it's usually a homeowner buying one and saying, you know, will you install this for us? And we don't do that anymore. It really needs to be glass and having that. I mean, because, boy, they've advanced so much in the seamless flashing that you have around it and the different repetitive type flashings that make it virtually impossible for it to leak. And that's the thing that gave Skylight such a bad name for so many years,
right,
is they just notorious for leaking and sweating and heat gain.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
you step up to a good skylight and all of those situations are addressed. Hey, coming up here on Today's Homeowner Radio, we're going to be tucking and pointing. What does that mean? Well, stay tuned and we'll tell you all about it here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
Today's Homeowner Radio is the right place to get the most practical and realistic advice for your home.
When your house needs a new roof, it's important to make a good investment. The roof is literally your home's first line of defense against the elements, so you want something that's durable, low maintenance, long-lasting, and protects your home from strong winds, hail, and even wildfire. You want a quality metal roof because it performs as beautifully as it looks. The Metal Roofing Alliance can help you find the metal roof that's right for you. Check out their free Metal Roofing Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Got a project? Tight Bond wood glues are preferred by pro woodworkers more than 7-1. Why? Because Tight Bond is professional strength, even stronger than the wood itself. Tight Bond is versatile, perfect for interior and exterior woodworking, and the best choice for home repairs. Tight Bond is tough and durable, outlasting extreme weather conditions and conquering demanding projects. Tight Bond wood glues, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes or countertops. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Captain's Log, Day 33, on the trail of a natural insect killer.
Hey there, I'm Captain Jack, ecologist and gardener. I was hunting for the best natural insecticide when I took a shot in an abandoned distillery and found a fermented material so effective, it's in every bottle of my Dead Bug Brew. Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew kills problem insects, and it's a proof of organic gardening.
Protect your oasis with Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide. Learn more at CaptainJacks.com.
When your house needs a new roof, it's important to make a good investment. The roof is literally your home's first line of defense against the elements, so you want something that's durable, low maintenance, long lasting, and protects your home from strong winds, hail, and even wildfire. You want a quality metal roof because it performs as beautifully as it looks. The Metal Roofing Alliance can help you find the metal roof that's right for you. Check out their free metal roofing buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, brought to you by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here, along with my co-host Joe Truini. So glad to be with you. And right now we're going to head back to the Today's Homeowner Hotline. Scott is on the line from way out in the country in Rochester, Illinois. Scott, welcome to the show. And first of all, I got to tell you, I appreciate you sending these pictures of your house that you want to talk about the bricks. But beautiful house. Tell us briefly a little bit of history about this house, because it's just awesome looking.
Yeah, the house was built in 1867. By a family last name of Ross, and they own a bunch of farm ground around here. They're still active in the community, but they got out of the house about 20 years ago, and I bought it about 10 years ago, and kind of like the never-ending project.
Well, that happens with just about any house, but one that's that old, you're going to have a little bit extra. Now, when we talk about brick maintenance, bricks, you know, for the most part, are very, very low maintenance, but you have some issues there. Tell us about it.
I'm worried about them being soft. I seal it right now every year with a product out of the home store, and I would like to find something that you could seal it and last multiple years, because it's 25 foot up to the eaves on the house, and doing all this with a roller and a ladder, kind of very time consuming, and I'm getting older too.
Well, I'll tell you, doing the sealing that you've already done is an extremely proactive measure, because so many people, I would say the vast majority of people, just simply don't do anything to the bricks other than maybe pressure wash them every few years, but sealing it up and keeping the moisture out of it and maintaining it a little bit like that will make a big, big difference over the years. Joe, what do you recommend on that? Because, you know, we've talked a lot about some of the masonry sealer products that are available. Just
right.
Seemed a little watered down. We're not going to mention any brand names of any of those, but you know, they just don't seem to be substantial enough when you're, as Scott mentioned, you know, he's investing his time, his 25 foot in the air, of thing. What would you recommend for a little sealing, and also address the tucking and pointing issue?
Yeah, as far as the sealer, I would go to a local brickyard or talk to a brick mason and see what they recommend, because they have professional grade products that you may be able to find in a home center, but you might have to get at a commercial yard. But you know, that doesn't, no matter what you buy, it doesn't solve the problem how to get 25 feet in the air. I mean, you can use a pump up sprayer that might help you a little bit, might gain you a few feet here or there. But other than that, I'm not really sure you know, like I was thinking, you know, if you had a pressure washer, you could shoot water that high, but you know, you'd be mixing the water with the sealer. So unless you get a concentrated sealer that mixes with water anyway, you might be able to use a sprayer, you know, a pressure washer and reach that high. But as far as tuck pointing, for people who know what tuck pointing is, it's essentially replacing or repairing the mortar between the bricks. Now, you're right, a house this old has very soft bricks. And what you need to repoint with, and this is very important, is a high lime mortar that is has low compression strength. And you might be wondering, why do I want a low, wouldn't it be weak? Well, it would be weak compared to other mortars, but that's exactly what, in fact, that's sold as type O mortar. High lime, low compressive strength. And there are several reasons why, but mostly it's because it bonds, it's specifically designed to bond better with older bricks, which are soft, and they tend to expand and contract more due to temperature changes and humidity levels than harder bricks. And if that happens with these softer bricks and the mortar can't accommodate it, that's when you end up with trouble. So if you're going to use, if you're going to do repointing, make sure either you or somebody uses type O mortar, which is low compression strength, and it contains less Portland cement and more lime. And again, and that also makes it more waterproof because it has more lime in it. So that's what you want to make sure you're using, a type O mortar for repointing.
Could I use the type O mortar on the stone foundation too?
Sure, I don't see why not.
Okay.
Now the stone isn't soft, I assume, right? It's probably granite. What is it?
Yeah.
It's not sandstone.
Looks like a bunch of rocks.
Yeah. You could use it there. I'm not sure that would be the most appropriate because those are hard as opposed to soft brick, which are porous.
Right.
These stones are probably not. So that I'm not actually sure of. You'd have to check with, you know, a manufacturer and see what they would recommend for stone.
Okay.
There are plenty. There are like 20 mortars, so I'm sure there's one specifically designed for stonework.
Yeah, I've tucked the point a few times on the brick already, and right. I didn't use the the type O or the low compression.
Right.
And you can see on the front where the pieces have popped off.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to make that mistake. Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks for correcting me.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Well, again, Scott, beautiful house, and I admire you for pushing ahead and keeping it in as good a shape as it is, because that will be able to continue on for many, many years. But thanks so much for being with us here on the show, and I hope you have a great weekend.
You too. You take care. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you very much. What a beautiful thing. We'll have to post these pictures online for you to be able to see it on todayshomeowner.com. Hey, coming up, it's Simple Solution time. You're not going to want to miss this one. We'll be right back here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Add beauty and excellent foot traffic to all types of slippery surfaces around your home with the TrackSafe system from Deitch Coatings. Start with the new TrackSafe color coat in 1 of 5 colors, pre-mixed and ready to install on steps, walkways, patios, and pool decks, even garage and workshop floors. Then finish with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer to add slip-resistant safety. Plan your next project and order online today at the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com. Hi, Danny and Chelsea here.
If you're an explorer, we want to invite you to make our home, Mobile, Alabama, your next adventure.
Explore the great outdoors on America's Amazon, the Mobile Tensaw River Delta.
Explore science and technology with the whole family at the Explorium Science Center.
Explore fantastic cuisine at unique restaurants throughout the city.
Explore our history in museums, forts, and sites like Battleship Memorial Park.
Plan your next adventure on the Gulf Coast at mobile.org.
Captain's Log, Day 33, on the trail of a natural insect killer.
Hey there, I'm Captain Jack, ecologist and gardener. I was hunting for the best natural insecticide when I took a shot in an abandoned distillery and found a fermented material so effective, it's in every bottle of my Dead Bug Brew. Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew kills problem insects, and it's a proof of organic gardening.
Protect your oasis with Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide. Learn more at CaptainJacks.com.
From installing a smart garage door opener, to installing a bathroom faucet, to removing a tree, The Home Depot believes you can do anything, especially the things we have how-to guides for. Visit HomeDepot.com for thousands of tips, workshops, and ideas for projects. big and small. The Home Depot app, how doers get more done.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our Simple Solution segment, brought to you by my buddy Joe Truini. What do you have, Joe?
All right, Danny. Epsom salt, which is actually magnesium sulfate, is rich in minerals that plants really need. So by adding Epsom salt to your garden, the plants will absorb much more nutrients from the soil and from fertilizer. So I thought I'd give you three quick ways to grow healthier plants with Epsom salt. First, plants in the nightshade family, which are tomatoes, peppers, eggplants, potatoes, things like that, they need magnesium to produce greater yields and more flavorful fruits and vegetables. So you want to sprinkle 1 tablespoon. You don't need much of this stuff, by the way. 1 tablespoon of Epsom salt around the base of your plants, or mix the salt in a gallon of water and then use the water mixture to water the plants. And you repeat this really 2 or 3 times a month would be plenty. And if your lawn is looking a little dull, meaning less lush and less green, you can add 3 pounds of Epsom salt for every 1,200 to 1,300 square feet of grass. So you just sprinkle it out. You can use a drop spreader or something like that. And then immediately water your lawn really well. And if you grow roses, you can sprinkle Epsom salt at the time of planting, when you first plant the rose bush, and then when the flowers are in bloom. So if you already have an established rose bush, just wait till flowers bloom, and the salt will encourage, and again, you just sprinkle it around the base of the plant. The salt will encourage the rose bushes to produce not only larger flowers, but deeper colors. I'm not sure how all that works with magnesium sulfate, but this has been proven. And these are just 3 uses. There are many more uses of using Epsom salt in your garden.
But you want to stress Epsom salt, not table salt.
Not table salt. Yeah.
That exactly. Is two different animals there, because that we also have a lot of recommendations and tips on using salt, you know, regular table salt and such, you know, to kill plants and kill weeds mainly, you know, and so forth. So, but that's a good one, though. I have heard that a lot, and I've saw where I know you used to have a neighbor that would use some kind of like soap detergent or something that he would actually spray on his lawn, and I saw 2 days later, it would be just as green as can be. I don't think it was something that would say, but it was some kind of, I don't know what it was that he used, but everybody always made fun of him, but also was a bit envious of the nice green grass. I don't think it helped it actually, you know, the health of it, but it it certainly made it look a lot better. Want to remind you can see over 550 simple solutions right now waiting on you at todayshomeowner.com/simple solution. Also, while you're at todayshomeowner.com, you can go over to the TV section and you can see all of the different episodes that will be coming up soon on the Today's Homeowner television show. Twice Emmy nominated Today's Homeowner television show. This week is A Shed for All Seasons. You know, that storage building out in the backyard used to be just for the lawnmower and some gas and some odds and ends. People are really turning that into rooms. You know, you heard all about the she sheds that people, you know, created that. And you have a lot of people that have been at their house, working out of their house remotely and turning it into an office. Then you have hobby rooms, you have workout rooms, you have a little bit of everything. Well, we took one particular shed that was just completely overrun with stuff, helped the homeowner kind of purge a few things and organize a few things, and we built some shelving, and we created a little artist studio and painted it in a nice bright color, improved the lighting, put in a small little air conditioner in order to be able to use it during the hot days, and kind of created just the space she needed. But also it was able to coexist with storage that she needed there. And then we built a small little roof outside that accommodated all of her gardening tools and a gardening bench. Anyway, the episode is chock full of ideas that you can use in and around your home. So again, check it out this weekend, A Shed for All Seasons on the Today's Homeowner television show. Just head over to todayshomeowner.com right now to find out where you can see it in your area. We're in over 92% of the country, so chances are you'll be able to see this episode this weekend. Hey, I'm Danny Lifford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. We really want to say we appreciate you taking some time to listen to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll see you soon.